Amen. Thank God for being here today. Since today's Mother's Day, I'm going to do something. Man, Jared was talking, this, that, and the other, and the Lord laid this scripture on my heart, and I know it's been read on Mother's Day time and time and time and time again. Everybody turn to Luke chapter 1. I'm going to start over in the 27th verse. Most everybody knows about Mary. To a virgin espoused, to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast into her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. I just come up here today and I got to thinking about all this right here.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking about Mary. On what a privilege, what an honor that would be for God to even call on us to do anything for Him. Because I get thinking about back there in the very beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth and everything else, and He created man in His own image, then He created a woman from Adam. So, and I got thinking, I got even read over about that right there. When God come in, He put Adam in a deep sleep, and he opened up his flesh. He took out a rib, and He closed it back up, and I'm sure there wasn't even a scar.
Yeah, right.
You know, we can go have an operation now. When we have a heart surgery, anything like right there, and they cut us open, we're going to have a scar, right? But I don't believe there was a scar. I believe God Himself reached inside of Him and grabbed hold of that. And when I don't believe there was a sore spot on His body when He woke up. He created a woman from Him. And I tell you what, this world is getting so corrupt nowadays. God created man, then He created woman as a helpmate, right? Then He created, made the woman through childbearing, right? Then she become a mother. What greatest thing in the world could a woman do become a mother? Because I get thinking about Mary there, and when God told her that she was going to be a mother to the Son of God, what could run through your mind? What could run through our mind?
Bless you, Lord.
And when God called me to preach, you don't want to know what run through my mind. That's the stupid. When God called me to preach, I said, that's stupid. Because I'm not smart. I'm stupid. I'm book dumb. God said, don't worry about it. He said, I took some of the dumbest people and made them really smart. Because you stop to think about it. God created man, didn't create woman. He made us. He made a woman that can take a little bitty speck inside their body, and that little bitty speck can grow into a baby. Then that baby can grow into a man or a woman. how complex, how great. That's just like God lays a song on your heart. God lays a song on your heart. What a privilege that is. And what a privilege for a mother to give birth. I know it's painful up here when I now wouldn't want to go through it. What a privilege that is, though. Stop it. That's life. We bring life into the world. We replenish the world. We help to bring cheer, to bring love, to bring God into our children's life. And when Jerry was telling me a story about somebody that preached on Mother's Day, and they done put them down. Why would you do that? If it wasn't for mothers, we wouldn't be here. If God would have never created a woman from us, we wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be no such thing as a mankind. There'd be man. I mean, come on. But God created a woman to become a mother. And what great honor would that be? I couldn't imagine to having that life grow. I couldn't. Honey, I could not imagine having life grow inside of you. And I could understand. And I could sit back and think about Mary. And I'm going to think about Elizabeth, because Elizabeth comes to my mind too. She had John the Baptist. That life that's inside. That life that is growing. That life that becomes alive as soon as it's conceived. And when it takes its first breath out into the world. What happiness that, what, gosh almighty, what happiness and what love that is. But when Mary conceived the child, never known a man. I don't believe she ever kissed a man either. Because I don't think, she was complete virgin, complete. I don't think she ever kissed a man, held his hand. I honestly believe, this is my way I think about it. She was Joseph's, what do you call it, that word's gone. Fiance. I don't think she ever kissed nobody. I don't think anything like her. I may be wrong. But because to me, a virgin, a complete virgin woman that was going to bear the Savior of the earth had to be completely pure. Completely pure. Because there was no sin, no guile, nothing. Because Jesus was the only perfect, upright person that ever walked on this earth. So it had to be a complete, complete, pure woman. So we stop and think about how a person feels and how a person felt. But when she gave birth to Jesus, and she knew that that was the Son of God because that's what God told her. That's what the Spirit told her. What an honor that would be. What a pleasure that would be. I don't understand how we stop and we say, well, I don't think this right here is right. And I don't think the right thing is God created a woman to conceive a child in their womb to become a mother. And we become fathers. But it's up to us to raise them right, to raise them in the love of God. It's up to us to teach them the love of God. It's up to us to teach them the ways of God. But it first comes in our hearts. Because I honestly believe Mary, when the angel talked to her, I could understand. So when God called me to preach, I was going, no, I don't want nothing to do with that. And I can probably sit back and think about Mary. Well, God, there ain't no way. There is no way I can conceive without never knowing a man. Never. How can I? But God said, don't worry, Mary. I've got this. You're going to bring forth a Savior. You're going to bring forth someone that's going to save the world. You're going to bring forth somebody. But you know what? There's a lot of people looking for this deep, rich ruler. A real fine, tailored man. We joked about Jerry wearing a tie. But the thing of it is, they was looking for this big ruler. Fancy clothes. Fancy this. But here come this somebody that had nothing. That was the Savior of the world. He had nothing. He was born in a little bitty manger, in a little bitty stable, where animals was. He wasn't born in a hospital that wasn't even thought of. He wasn't born in a motel. He was born in an inn. He was born in a little bitty stable. And I believe there was animals around. But you see, it took that Savior to save our lives, to save our souls, to make a way for us to go home. And I thank God for the mothers. I thank God for them because of that miracle that can be in them to get to make this. Because we have the most wonderful things. And it's great. Because if it wasn't for Mary, we wouldn't be saved. If she did not find favor in God's eyes. Jerry?
I thought about Mary. As Joe said, angel talked to her. Mm-hmm. Explained everything to her. And he found favor in Mary. What an honor, he said. But you know, I started following Mary across the pages of the book. And what a great honor it was.
Yeah.
But she followed her son to an old rugged cross.
Yes, she did.
She seen all of the things that he went through. She seen all of the things that he put up with. And mm-hmm. One place in the Bible said the task of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And all he went through. I can see her. The Bible said, and it said this. He said, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister,
yeah.
Mary,
yeah.
The wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. Then when Jesus therefore saw his mother and that disciple and this disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thine son. Then said he unto the disciple, behold thine mother.
Yeah.
And from that hour, that disciple took her. Took her unto his own home.
Yeah.
Can you imagine following your child to the cross, an old rugged cross, but she knew that he was to save the world. And she was willing because she knew that he was the Son of God. Now, it didn't stop there. It didn't stop there by 100,000 miles. I found Mary again. Jesus died on the cross. And they put him in a tomb. In 3 days, I'm going to rise again. But his mama, his mother. I believed him as you would believe your only son. But then it wasn't over. You talk about the Bible said that there was a woman in Revelations clothed by the sun and the moon under her feet through her son. She was clothed into one fine linen, in fine linen, which was the righteousness in that of the saints unto a whole world who would believe in that on the Lord Jesus Christ, her son. But don't you know, in his heart, he looked over to the side and he saw his mother come all the way to the cross. Brother, listen, how can a man or woman deny the Lord Jesus Christ and give him up for a lost and dying world that's going to be destroyed one day after a while? Now, Gia Murray, it wasn't over. She followed him to the cross, to the tomb. But it wasn't over. It just begun. Listen, the Jesus talked to his disciples one day. Just before, after the tomb, after the cross, just before he took his flight and gone back to the Heavenly Father, he said to the disciples, he said, now repentance and remission of sin must be preached beginning at Jerusalem. That's where the Holy Ghost, the third Godhead, come in as a mighty rushing wind. Lo and behold, you know by the cross, there was three women that it named. It said Mary, the mother of Jesus, and there was another Mary, her sister, the wife of Cleopas, and there was another Mary, listen to Father Jesus, and washed his feet with her tears, wiped them with her hair, Mary Magdalene. Don't you know, they love this man called Jesus from a little baby. They seen him grow, persecuted, and they stay with him. You're going to have to stay with him all the way. Listen. Now the day come, after that Jesus ascended, and they beheld him as he went up into the sky. I listen, going away to prepare a place for me and you. Years and hundreds of years later on down the road. But they would gather, were still together in Acts, the first chapter. The Bible said, the 14th verse, these all continue with one accord in prayer and in supplications with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with the with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number the names together was about 120 men and brethren. This scripture must need be fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost listen, I might come in, how everything worked together. But listen, his mother got to go, listen, to receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, if I had not come and unto them and spake with them, they would not have seen. But now they don't have no cloak for their sins. Listen, The mother of Jesus, she needed the Holy Ghost. It's like me, you need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
She had to have the Holy Ghost. And she continued, after all of these things that happened, only three women was named at the cross. Only one woman was named at the upper room where they stayed together, and they were about 120 of them. I don't know how many women there was, but we know that there was one there, and she was Mary.
Right.
The mother, and she was clothed with the sun. Listen, that might have meant the sun that we see, but it might have meant her little baby grew, and through him, she was clothed in righteousness the same way me and you do.
Amen.
She received power. And listen, she was on her way home.
Mm-hmm.
Through her. Can you imagine? Now we talk about how much Jesus suffered and all the things that went on with him. But you notice the mother, that worries from day one. All the way. I believe that this angel never left Mary. I always was there to encourage her, to strengthen her, and he will always stay with you. Mary, she conceived, brought forth a son. And the women today conceive to bring forth a son that maybe as they grow up one day if they nourish one day God will call them to go out and preach the word of God that boys and girls can be saved.
Amen.
It's an ongoing thing. And I know these mothers that's with child or giving birth to children. Listen, my mom said, never had a greater news in my life to hear that my son, that God called him from out of the pores of glory to save him and to call him before to carry the gospel. How that it pleased mom to know that she had two sons carrying the gospel. Now, and she was part. I've seen a lot of people saved. Nothing great that I done. It was more greater than mom done. I'll never forget the first scripture that she read to me. I was a little boy, about like that little boy running around. And she'd always open her Bible and read to me. I'll never forget it. I've always liked wisdom. She said in James, if any man lacketh wisdom, let him ask. Nothing wavering. Let him ask of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. She read me that scripture whenever I would come up on a time that I needed wisdom. I didn't know what to do. I'd remember mom's teaching. I'd remember mom's what she said about the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ who was born in Bethlehem of Judea. I died on an old rugged cross. I laid down in a tomb. And in 3 days, he arose again and went back to the Heavenly Father. And one day, he's going to call his children. And yeah, I believe with all of my heart, I will see Jesus. I'll also see Mary, his mother.
Amen.
I believe that. It's a good Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Think about it. giving birth. The greatest birth is a spiritual birth. I don't remember when my mom gave me birth. Boys, I remember the day that I had a spiritual birth. Whenever the Word of God convicted my soul, and I stepped out and walked down an old aisle to a little old bench down to Overton County Fairground. I got saved. I found Jesus. I found Jesus. And my mom was happy, but she was happier when I said, "Mom, I believe the Lord's called me to preach." She said, "Give it everything you got, son. Try to win one soul to the Lord." She encouraged me. She didn't try to say, "Well, you ought to do this, you ought to do that, you ought to do something else." She encouraged me to minister to the Lord. So, I'm here today. That was 80 years ago that she gave me birth. Soon will be. But about 45 years been carrying the gospel. Soon it'll be time to go home. Together around the great throne of God. That's where I believe that I'll see my mom. That's where I'll see my loved ones that's going on. Is around the throne with Jesus. I believe that's whenever we'll be united together. Is around the throne of God. He said, "If I would overcome," he said, "I'll grant you to sit with me in my throne." Boy, and we'll talk forever. We talk for 100,000 years. Right? Time is don't mean nothing. Amen. I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano. Yeah, I don't know what you got out of the service. I tell you what I got out of it. I got a tug from the Master's hand. You know what? When I follow Mary across the Word of God and I find her in different places, yeah, I was interested. Way over next. I asked Eric, "Was this Jesus' mama?" He didn't think it was. Maybe she done gone. I don't know. But we'll find her again on the hills of glory. Let's stand.